No abra la puerta. Don't open the door. That is the number one piece of advice activists here in the U.S. have for undocumented immigrants who fear possible deportation. It also helps if they get advance notice when an immigration raid is about to go down. And now, there's an app for that. It's called Redad Alertas, or Raid Alert. The developer is Celso Morales. Celso, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us how this app actually works.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work yet. It's still in development. But the way it would work, right now we want people to be able to sign up for alerts about raids near them. And another group of people that will serve to report and verify the alerts.
So basically you're crowdsourcing the information as people report it, as people see raids happening?
Exactly, yes.
So how did you come up with this idea? What kind of prompted all this for you?
The idea really came out of a lot of discussions throughout the years of being involved in immigrant rights work. We were brainstorming ideas about how technology can help, you know, the undocumented community. And this was one of those ideas that was born out of that. There are lots of situations where something like Redad Alertas would not help. For example, home raids would probably not help because, it would probably only serve to, you know, increase the fear in the community, which is what this app is trying to quell. So what I'm interested in is the type of raids that people can find useful. For example, maybe some type of checkpoints. It's an entire possibility that at some point ICE might start doing just blanket raids, walking neighborhoods. It's unprecedented now, but I think there's a lot of unprecedented things happening that we can and should consider things like this. So this is really in preparation for something, a much higher escalation of oppression of undocumented immigrants in the United States.
Have you thought about any legal risks you might be encountering? Like, has anyone from ICE told you to cease and desist?
Nope, nobody from ICE has contacted me. There are lawyers also who have volunteered there and are volunteering right now with like their legal expertise in terms of privacy concerns and the legality of this thing. So I think we're well within the means of the law.
If these people are in the U.S. illegally, though, aren't you helping them continue to live in this country illegally?
Well, even if that is the case, it's not a criminal offense. It's a civil offense, what we're talking about. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but from what I understand, it shouldn't be a problem. And if it is, I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Any beta testing yet for Redad Alertas and some success to report?
So far, we've just done some simple prototypes just to take people through the flow of the app. People seem to be very interested and just wish that, the thing was already released and launched. But I've been getting lots of good feedback to make it available in multiple languages. At first, I was thinking Spanish just because that's my native language. But there are definitely other languages that we can incorporate.
So you were saying earlier that you had a conversation kind of just brainstorming how technology can help undocumented immigrants. Where do you see this tech trend actually going?
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting question because, I mean, technology is advancing very quickly. And I'm interested in bringing that type of energy to the immigrant rights movement because we hear a lot of things like, well, you know, undocumented immigrants are loath to adopt technology and we need to think about accessibility. And while, you know, most of that may be true, I mean, there are also studies that, for example, at least in the Latino market, is one of the early adopters of the market. So I think that there's definitely room now to consider how technology and mobile technology can help.
Of course, technology can work both ways. Are you worried that maybe the feds will counter what you develop?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, we see law enforcement using technology like the Stingray to disable communications at peaceful protests. So I think we're trying to be aware of that as developers and, you know, just how we can architect the tool so that it doesn't compromise and doesn't just create a nice, tempting target for the government to infiltrate, which they do.
Celso Morales is a software developer in Phoenix. Celso, thanks for being with us.
Cool.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.